Hello, it's EM Sports Talk Show. We're back. We took a week off, you know, school, things like that, man. But we're back, and we got a lot in store for episode 3 today. A lot. We're going to talk about the NBA trade deadline. Yesterday, it's February 6, 2020, Thursday. The NBA trade deadline, where the stars go, what deals was the big deal. Going to talk about who would you rather have as your franchise quarterback? Joe Burrow, Trevor Lawrence. That was the big question this season. Barstool Sports just hit a big deal, Mega Million deal. We're going to talk a little bit about that. And we're going to talk about who's the next face of sports. We all know Kobe Bryant, the tragic passing of him just happened. And we want to know who's the next face of sports. Because when you think of sports, everybody like Kobe, Michael Jordan, Kobe. Okay, we're going to talk about that today as well. So let's get right into it. EM Sports Talk Show, we're back, episode 3. Let's get it. The NBA trade deadline already kicked off. Today's Thursday, but it already started. And we're going to talk a little bit about it. And I think the biggest deal that took place it got kicked off with Clint Capella going to the Hawks, and it baffled me because that's their best big man by far on the Rockets. They couldn't get past the Warriors last season. Now the Lakers are the team to beat, or the Clippers, whoever you choose. Right now it's the Lakers by far in the Western Conference. You chose to take the easy way out. You wanted to get a wing player so James Harden could be more dominant, they got spread the floor more, but Robert Covington isn't Clint Capella. Who the hell is going to check Anthony Davis in the playoffs? Isaiah Hartenstein? That's a disaster. You got to think when you make these deals. I don't think it made sense, you know, for them to trade Capella to the Hawks, but the Hawks, I mean, think of this, man. Collins at the 4, Capella at the 5. Like, that's a deal right there if you're Atlanta for the future. Because that's a great move for Clint Capella and the Hawks. I mean, and then the next big trade probably was the Iguodala trade. Everybody was wondering, was he going to play with the Grizzlies or was he going to leave? He got traded to Miami, which adds excellent depth. He's a playoff killer. He will kill you in the playoffs. Iguodala is just so good in the playoffs. Miami wins the Iguodala sweepstakes. They got someone to help off the bench for them because they're going to make the playoffs, right? I'm pretty sure we can all agree on this. But that Iguodala is different, man. That's a great player to have in the playoffs. You see what he did for the Warriors. He even got a finals MVP. With the Warriors off the bench. So I think that's a great move. And I mean, and then they got rid of Waiters, who was a disaster this season for them. But they did have to give up a young piece in Justin Winslow, who's going to be an excellent player in the NBA. He's still young. But they got rid of Waiters. And I think that's what they was trying to do. Waiters didn't want to play for them this year. But who knew the Heat was going to be as good as they are, right? If I would have seen this roster early in the year, I would have requested to get traded as well. I would have. But, you know, things happen for a reason. And I think the biggest trade of all of this was the one that happened around, I want to say, I think it was around 2 o'clock Eastern time. It had to be around like 2 o'clock. And, you know, the trade deadline was moving pretty slow. Yeah, it was around 2:16. And it was reported that D'Angelo Russell has been traded to Minnesota from the Warriors. Remember, he just got traded to the Warriors in a sign and trade for Kevin Durant in the offseason. Signed a big mega million-dollar deal. Now he's getting, and it was reported that they might have traded him at the deadline, and it happened. They found a trade partner. Minnesota wanted him in the offseason, couldn't get him. Now they got rid of the guy Cleveland traded for LeBron, Andrew Wiggins. But if you ask me, I think it's a win-win. Russell and Curry on the court together didn't look good this season. They looked terrible. They sucked. But now you can add Wiggins, and the floor is going to open back up. I'm not saying he was like Kevin Durant, but Wiggins, I think, is a more athletic, younger version of Iguodala. The year they won the first championship, when they was winning without Kevin Durant, I think that 7-3-9 team was the scrubs. I think when you add Wiggins to that starting five with Thompson, Green, Looney, they're so bad they're gonna probably pick in the top five in the draft. But you can add James Wiseman to that. Put him from Memphis. Put him at the center. Well, the Warriors might be back next season. And for Russell, I mean, he's going from one bad team to another. The Timberwolves was not good this year. I mean, no one expect them to make it far if they do make the playoffs. I mean, Russell is a great player. Don't get me wrong. But next year, they're going to have to add more pieces around that team to make it work. A lot more pieces. Because if you ask me, Russell isn't the answer just with him and Karl-Anthony Towns. Because they need help. They need help. And if you ask me, D'Angelo Russell is probably going to be probably he's going to come in there. Okay. I mean, hopefully I don't know. Hopefully it works with him and Karl-Anthony Towns. Because right now he's averaging 23.6 points per game, 6.2 assists. Okay. This is the most he's ever scored. He's having a career year right now with the Warriors just because he's been the main guy. He has no one there with him. The Warriors are terrible. He's never played this much minutes in his career. He's shooting second highest in his career for threes. I mean, field goal percentage. His assists went down almost a whole assist per, like, I mean, Russell is a borderline star in the NBA. He's not there yet. But I think in order for him to work, you need to put more pieces around that team. Karl-Anthony Towns, I'm sorry. You can take it how you take it. That's not the answer. They need more pieces if that team want to work. And speaking about making things work, the Wizards is a shit show. You trade. I mean, you already was pretty bad this year. Even though the East is so bad, they still are in the race for the eighth seed. Who the fuck knows how? All right. So you added, you trade Isaiah Thomas to the Clippers. You get back a guy named Jerome Robinson. No, who the fuck knows who that is? He wasn't even playing that much with the Clippers. And now that's all you got out of this, that trade, that three-team trade. The Clippers came up. Markieff Morris is going to the Clippers with Isaiah Thomas. That's just so much depth to the Clippers. And the shit show Wizards have one of the fourth highest scoring player in the league right now in Bradley Beal. Okay, Bradley Beal is the fourth highest scoring player right now in the league. And you can't get him no fucking help. I don't get it. He's averaging 29.2 points per game. And you can't get him no help. He's never balled like this in his career. Everything's career highs for this kid, except for rebounds. But get Bradley Beal some help. It's a shit show organization with the Wizards. They're looking like the New York Knicks. They can't get the right general manager. Scott Brooks has been a disaster. I mean, they haven't been winning probably since what, 2015? I mean, the Wizards has just been non-relevant. And at the trade deadline, you trade away your team instead of adding pieces to the team. I understand you guys might not be one, I understand that the team isn't winning. But why wait to the offseason when you can make some moves now? Get rid of John Wall, that contract. We understand he's a great player, but he ain't the same John Wall. After you tear your Achilles, he's not going to be the same. Get Bradley Beal some help. He deserves it. Me being from DC, it sucks. You can't. No one wants to go to a Wizards game unless they're playing the Lakers or someone. The Wizards are bad. They need help badly, and it don't look good for them in the future either. Because Thomas Bryant and Rui Uchimura are going to be great in the NBA. I'm not saying MVPs or All Star. They might get a couple All Stars, but they're going to be solid big men in the NBA. But will they be solid big men on the Wizards? I don't know. Because if the but the way. The way everything's looked now, the Wizards are probably going to be worse than the Knicks. They're going to be the laughing stock of basketball, the way everything's looking. They got to get some help. They got to get some help. I'm sorry to say it, but it's true. And another, the Lakers surprisingly haven't made any moves at the deadline. And I thought when Drummond got traded to Cleveland, okay, from the Pistons, Andre Drummond. And I thought they got rid of Drummond. Okay, that's been a center stone of the team for the last couple of years. I said, oh shit, Drummond got traded. So that means they about to trade Derrick Rose. It's a given Derrick Rose going to the Lakers, right? No, he's still there. Blake Griffin still there. That team's terrible. I mean, so if you ask me, we need to get they need to get their stuff together and get some, build around these superstars, man. These guys are playing with shit teams and they get so much criticism for them not winning, but how can they win with Jerome Robinson and Thomas Bryant and Troy Brown Jr. is just starting the lineup, and with the Pistons, same situation. No one's there. Derrick Rose is doing everything on his own, pretty much. Blake Griffin can't stay healthy. It's a lot to see, but that's those two teams I can see making improvements next year. If the Wizards actually want to care about keeping Bradley Beal, they gotta add some pieces to that team. Speaking about adding pieces. The question people ask me all the time the last couple weeks, it's probably gonna be like that for a while. Who would you rather have? We're shifting over to the NFL, okay? Well, let's talk a little bit about Joe Burrow or Trevor Lawrence. Who would you rather have for your franchise? Me personally, after last season, okay, just going off last season, or you want me to base it off the future? I'm going to base it off last season. I'm going with Joe Burrow. I'm not being biased because he's going to come to Cincinnati. Go Bengals. Who they? I'm talking about just off the season, he has 60 touchdowns. Come on. I mean, that's unheard of in the NFL and in college. 60 touchdowns. Joe Burrow is phenomenal. He's gonna be a great player. He might come in Cincinnati and they might win. We won three games last season. I mean, two games, my fault. He might come in here and we might win eight. And then we got to keep AJ for a couple more, for at least 2 more years. We got to get Burrow some help because outside AJ, that receiving core is terrible. And he can't get any help with John Ross. He can't stay healthy. 60 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, 5,671 passing yards. You're going to sit here and tell me that Joe Burrow isn't, the future isn't bright in Cincinnati. I'm taking Joe Burrow. He might not be as mobile as Trevor Lawrence, but I think his IQ is a little better. But don't get me wrong, Trevor Lawrence damn near probably will be the next big thing in the NFL. He got the size, the arm, he's fast as fuck. And people underestimate his speed and his ability to run. But Trevor Lawrence, He didn't shock the damn world this year. 36 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, 3,655 passing yards, which went up from his freshman year. His interceptions went up, but he threw 6 more touchdowns. His pass completion percentage is about the same. But look here, all right. For now, based on last season, I'm taking Barrow, but if you was to ask me this question for the future, I got to go with Trevor Lawrence. I think Trevor Lawrence might – look here, I know. You can say, oh, you just said Joe Barrow. No, but I got to go with Trevor Lawrence. I got to. Trevor Lawrence, he's going to be a different breed in the NFL. We think that – when you think of the AFC for the next year, you're going to – Mahomes and just think of these young, bright stars. If Barrow go to Cincinnati, which they'd be stupid if they don't take him. I'm keep saying that. Barrow in Cincinnati, Lamar Jackson in Baltimore, Mahomes just won the fucking Super Bowl in his third year in Kansas City, Gardner Minshew with Jacksonville, Sam Darnold with the Jets. The Bills have a stud as Josh Allen. Miami, whoever the hell they're going to get, is going to be a stud because he's, you know, they suck. And I think they got to get Rosen his shot, but there probably isn't. I think that's it. I'm gonna end this segment. I'm Trevor Lawrence. I'm taking Trevor Lawrence. That's it. Hey, I don't know if I'm gonna change my mind, but Trevor Lawrence is gonna be the next star. I gotta take Trevor Lawrence. But when they play head to head, you can clearly tell who is the better quarterback this year. And people are going to see it. The team-wise, Joe Burrow shredded that number one defense in college. But I'm going with Trevor Lawrence. I love Joe Burrow's play style. I can't wait for him to get in that stripes with that orange and black. But I got to go with Trevor Lawrence. And so, speaking of that, so a couple of me and my guys was talking about who will be the next face of sports. Like, when you think of sports, I'm talking about all sports. What name comes to you first? If you like Japanese or something, you think of American sports. A lot of people think Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant. Right? This might be a kind of a weird question, but think. When people say sports, you think of those three guys. Even though they play from one main sport, you don't really think of football players. You might now with Lamar and Patrick Mahomes. But I think, honestly, I think the next big face, you might call me crazy, I think Luka Doncic, when you talk about sports, might be the next guy. Zion Williams. If you want to change sports, Mahomes. We can go to soccer, Neymar. Even though that's a big name already, but I think he has the potential to be literally the face of sports. Those three guys. They got the name for it. They back it up what they play. And those guys has been anything short of great. Nothing so far has shown me those are bums. You feel me? And they already got shoe endorsements. They're making millions of dollars by the age of, before age of 20. Neymar's a little older now, but I think those three guys are my picks for the face of sports. You can say what you want. I really don't give a shit. You can argue with me all day. That's who I'm picking. You can't tell me otherwise, because I won't listen. I won't. And, you know, but being the face of programs isn't hard. It's hard because you got to live up to what other people say and you got so much backlash with it. But I think those three guys can do it. I mean, because hockey, no one gives, let's keep it 100. Hockey ain't what it used to be. In hockey, the old guys are still the best players, pretty much. Sidney Crosby, Alex Ovechkin, they still dominate in hockey. Golf, Tiger Woods is gone. No one else gives a shit about anyone else in golf. And then if you ask me, I wouldn't even watch golf if you had a gun to my head and said, watch this. Or if John Cena, who is a really big fan, you know, EM Sports, we really love John Cena here at EM Sports. I wouldn't even watch it if John Cena was with me. I wouldn't do it. I'd rather drink a 12-pack of Modelo's and relax. But that's, you know, the nature of things. I think those three guys, again, Zion Williamson, Luka Doncic, and Neymar are going to be the biggest. When you think of sports, those are going to be the face of sports. And switching over a little bit, when you talk about face, Antonio Brown, okay, you know we can't go episode without him talking about Antonio Brown. That guy used to be the face of the Steelers. Not no more. Every time you see his face now is what? Him being a crackhead, acting like he's out of control, like he need medicine. Antonio Brown fell off. Yeah, I know the stories. But we got a little change of heart today. Antonio Brown did the grown man thing. He apologized for what he did, took ownership for it, and also last week he got his charges dropped and he took off house arrest early. So, but Antonio Brown, the main question today everyone is asking me, what do you think is going to happen with his career? I think it's over with. And the best shot he has of reviving it, I guess he fight Logan Paul and that the worst boxing ever. He might kick his ass, but that's his only shot he have of playing sports. I mean, because I think his NFL career is over. You can apologize a million times. But I don't think anyone wants that drama. And the difference between him and Josh Gordon was addicted to drugs, weed, and painkillers. But he wasn't a psycho. He went and got help when he knew. That thing about Antonio Brown, he don't want to get help. And if Antonio Brown hear this podcast, he gonna hate EM Sports. But it's all love. I love Antonio Brown when he ain't crazy and when he was playing. But I do think, if anything, he want to revive and get some more money in his pocket. Acting, boxing guy, Logan Paul, I guess. You might got something to Antonio Brown. Let's switch over to one of the biggest deals I've ever seen when it came to sports multimedia, okay? So a lot of you guys probably isn't familiar with Boston Sports, but it's a fucking empire, and they have a lot of fun doing it. I look up to Dave. What they call him? El Presidente. You know, I look up to that guy. I think he inspires me a lot to do what he liked to do. He didn't take the easiest path. It wasn't never easy for him, but the guy just does what he loves to do, talk about sports. You got a good group of guys around him. But this is now a million dollar company. This guy just, you know, you probably heard about the Penn State casino deal. $450 million. Penn State bought 36% of Barstool Sports, ownership of the company. $450 million deal. When I seen this, I went fucking crazy. I was sending it to all my friends, sending it to different people, part of EM Sports, and I was like, yo, this got to be us. We get the right support. Why not? We can do it. That's, and every Thursday, we're going to, you know, talk about something, and you know, something that's inspiring in sports. This week's inspiration in sports has to be the Barstool Sports signing. Because if you think about it, you know, we might not be the richest, but we can make it happen. I tell you, with the will, we want EM Sports to be a brand. And that just inspired me more to keep it going harder. When I see them guys sign that contract. $450 million, a lot of money when you think about, you wouldn't even think of that. If you've seen that without seeing Barstool Sports, you're like, what the hell, ESPN? Again? Fox Sports? No, Barstool Sports. That's what we're striving for here at EN Sports. And then, speaking of EM Sports, February 23rd is probably one of the biggest days for EM Sports. We're signing our first two official members of EM Sports. Okay, they're gonna have a big role in this to make us the next Barstool Sports. We want to go to Miami. We want to do different things. We love sports. We love talking. Okay? But you're going to see February 23rd, we got a big surprise. We signed our first two people to EM Sports Live. They're going to have their own show by May. Their own show brought to you by EM Sports and Anchor, just like mine. I think it's important. I got my first two, guys come to EM Sports. I'm excited for them, and I know they're excited. So we just doubled 1 to 3, and then we're trying to go from 3 to 15 people, production teams. We need everything we can get, but these two guys are solid that we're getting. It's a young, nice young lady, one of my closest friends, and one of my closest friends, my good man's. Good for him. And y'all gonna meet him on the 23rd. We're gonna do a nice little welcome him to EN Sports. They're gonna be on, it's gonna be live on the Instagram channel when they sign. So I think it's important. I can't wait. I can't. EN Sports, we up next. Like, share. We are back. Since I took a week off, let's do Sunday, let's do Saturday and Sunday show this week. But like the podcast, share it. Tell your friends about us, man. EM Sports, we build something special, great content. As always, we are brought to you by sponsored by Anchor, EM Sports. It's your host, Eric Melton. We'll see you Saturday.